Welcome to the Gray Door. And now, for today's story. One Choice. The last thing Henry Miller heard in his hospital room was the doctor saying he had moments at best. The words floated somewhere above him, distant and muffled, like someone talking through a wall. He knew he wasn't alone, just the doctor, the nurse, and the steady beep of a machine trying to pretend it still mattered. He felt the weight of the blanket on his legs. He felt his breath hitch. Then everything went gray, then black, then sunlight. Heat on his arms. A steering wheel under young hands he hadn't seen in 60 years. He blinked hard. The dashboard of his old blue Chevy came into focus. The radio hummed low. Pine trees rolled past the windows. A warm breeze snapped through the cracked vent. For a moment, he thought he was dreaming. Then he saw her. A red car pulled off onto the shoulder ahead. Flat tire. A young woman pacing beside it, wiping sweat from her face with the back of her wrist. That old familiar stretch of road curved around her. Quiet. Rural. The kind of place where nobody passed unless they meant to. He knew this moment. He knew it too well. The afternoon he didn't stop. He'd been 22. Heading to meet a girl he'd hoped would become something more. He hadn't wanted to be late. He told himself someone else would help. He drove right past the stranded woman and tried not to think about it. But he thought about it for the rest of his life. Now, here he was again. Young, healthy, and watching the same woman hanging her head in defeat. His heart kicked hard. He can't do this twice. He pulled over. He didn't question it. He just did it. She stepped back as his car rolled to a stop. She looked equal parts relieved and embarrassed. "Thank God," she said. "I was starting to think I'd be out here all night." He remembered her name before she even said it. "Julie?" She blinked. "Yeah. Do I know you?" "No," he said. "Just lucky, I guess." But he does know her from somewhere. A cloud covers that part of his mind. He shook it off, popped her trunk, grabbed the jack, and got to work. She chattered nervously, the way people do when they're scared and trying to hide it. She'd been on her way to visit her sister. Bad timing, bad tire, bad luck all around. He changed the tire in 10 quick minutes. He'd always been good with his hands. When he finished, she surprised him by hugging him. Fast, tight, like she'd been alone for much longer than one afternoon. A warmth washed over him, one he had never felt in all of his 80-plus years. "You saved me," she said softly. He felt it. Something shift. "Least I could do," he replied. They talked for a moment more. She scribbled her number on a receipt and tucked it into his shirt pocket. "For coffee, maybe, if you want," he wanted to. And he did. The date he was supposed to go to, the one he rushed towards in his original life, slipped from his mind. Julie didn't. One coffee became two. Two became dates. Dates became a relationship. A relationship became a marriage. A marriage became a family. Henry never questioned it. It felt natural, easy in the places where his life had once felt thin and brittle. They had a son, a daughter. A house that carried dents and scratches of decades lived honestly. He lived a good life, and he lived it with Julie. He never asked what became of the girl he'd been rushing toward that night. He never asked what became of anyone else. You don't ask those things when you're happy. Time passed. Years. Then decades. The memory of that broken-down car faded behind birthdays, job changes, illnesses, holidays, small victories, and big losses. It became just another old story he rarely told. Until now. The sunlight flickered. The road dissolved. And he woke up again, back in his hospital bed. Breath shallow, heart stuttering, skin cold. But he wasn't alone. Julie was standing at his side. Older now, silver hair pulled back. Tears tracing the lines in her face, and their son stood next to her, jaw tight, Their daughter leaned on his shoulder and held his hand. They surrounded him like a quiet wall of love. He blinked slowly as pieces began to slide into place. Pieces he hadn't looked at in years. Old news stories he'd read as a young man, the kind of headlines small towns whisper about for decades. A woman, lonely, isolated, untreated, unnoticed, spiraling into violence. Several dead before anyone connected the dots. She took vengeance on a world that ignored her. The face in the grainy newspaper photo, hard eyes, flat expression. Her name had been Julie. He stared at the woman holding his hand now. His Julie, not the one the world lost to anger and isolation, but the one he met because he stopped, because he helped, because he changed nothing more than a tire on a quiet road one summer afternoon. One kind gesture had turned a stranger into a wife. One small detour had turned a tragedy into a life. He looked at her through the haze of his final moments, and the truth settled onto him like a warm blanket. He had saved her, and she had saved him right back. His voice cracked, barely there. This time, I stopped. Julie leaned close, forehead touching his, and whispered, "You did." His daughter squeezed his hand. His son wiped his eyes. Henry exhaled once, long and soft. And then he was gone, with a smile on his face. The end. You have been listening to The Gray Door. Thank you for listening.